Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, before we get into today's show, I want to take a moment and thank you guys for spending money with our incredible sponsors. We work very hard to find products that you guys will like and get you discounts for those products, and we appreciate all of the fans who support the sponsors. We also want to let you know that if you have a product or a service that the fans of our shows would be into, hit us up. This is your chance to have me promote your product, business, service, whatever you got. So go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise. And make sure you use the show code RAP. So once again, that is gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise and use the show code RAP. All right, let's start the show.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's great. It starts with a
very funny,
wait,
Shannon.
Birds and snakes and airplanes.
Very funny,
Lenny
Shannon.
Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane. Listen to yourself turn world circuits on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Monday morning, West Coast drivers, I know you guys are on your way to work right now. This is not live. It's a pre-tape. Me and Ralph Sutton sitting here at the Gas Digital Studios. Welcome, Ralph Sutton.
Thank you for having me again.
Ralph Sutton.
I have to say, your intro is great.
Thanks.
You know, it really, I I've seen it obviously a few times, but I don't think I've been on the show since.
Okay, yeah.
And to see it, it's really a really well done intro.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Ralph. I appreciate that. This is going to be a really fun show today. It's going to be a little bit of a quicker episode. I'm in Toronto, hopefully I got into Toronto. Otherwise, this is going to be an add-on to the episode that I just did live. I was just live, sulking about not being able to get out of the country.
Is that a real concern? No.
Technically, it's a real concern, yeah.
But don't you have a passport?
Well, now I have a passport and a passport card, which for the first time in my life, I have both. Because okay. I haven't had a regular ID in a very, very long time. And that's fine. That all worked out. But getting into Canada, it's a whole to-do. And because if you have any sort of criminal record, so if you have a DUI, any sort of thing like that, I have weed, literally tickets for smoking weed. I've been arrested probably a dozen times, arrested, quote-unquote, meaning brought to a jail overnight. And yeah, that happens twice. And they flag you for that. You have trouble getting in over and over again. You have to get a work visa and all this other stuff. So I'm going to Canada on Sunday, tomorrow, last night, quote unquote. And, yeah, hopefully I got my visa and everything worked out because I'm doing it all at the border.
Has there been a time before this that you've tried to get in and were denied?
One time, yeah.
Okay, wow.
But it was because I went with Big J and Big J lied about performing and they saw it on the internet that he was performing. Mm-hmm. So then they started going through our shit and they wanted to fuck us. And then I've been after and I got a visa, but it's just a process. Okay. It kind of sucks. It's a way for them to bang you out for a few $100 when you're on your way through the border, right? So hopefully this works out. The show sold out. We sold out the Underground Cafe.
Is there a backup plan if you don't get there?
I hope so. They're going to have a great show with a bunch of local comedians. sold out. I'm really excited because I've been to Canada in a while, and it warms my heart that in less than a week's notice, I put the show together in a few days' notice. We sold it out in 4 or 5 days. And, you know, it's not a huge place, but it's pretty fucking damn cool, man. We're going to have a lot of fun. Underground Cafe last night. Hopefully it was a great time. And let's get into today's show. It is a state of the network address. Gas Digital Network, that is, if you guys don't know, and I guess I'll get the plugs out of the way really quick. Me and Ralph are both co-owners of and co-creators of the Gas Digital Network, which is our podcast network, both homes to the Real Ass Podcast and the SDR Show, which is Ralph's show. Also the Legion of Skanks podcast, Believe You Me podcast, Part of the Problem, and many, many more. 20
like
podcasts.
Like my shirt, by the way, the LOSDRAPOTP shirt.
You've said that way too many times. It just flowed off your tongue, and that means you've said
I've said it a million times. And also, by the way, some fans thought that we actually constructed the name of our shows so that I could make this shirt,
of course,
4 years after the fact.
Well, you know, it's LOS, Lewis Oakerson Smith.
Yeah, that one I thought of.
That's its own sort of like, what are those white shirts with all the names?
No,
you know, where it'll be all like the names. Shut up, Shannon. Grow up.
You know, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called.
For the first time ever, when we had Rory Culkin on SDR last week, and he said, is gas for Sutton and Gomez.
Nice.
And no one has ever said that before.
So he knew who I was.
Well, we had talked about it. Yeah, but ahead of time.
No, but he knew
who
I was.
He knew who he was. Yeah. He put the J in every single time.
You know, the Calkins know what the fuck's up, doggy. Yeah, but look, if you love this show, we have over 350 episodes available on demand. The latest 15 episodes are available on iTunes and YouTube. And you can watch every live stream on gasdigitalnetwork.com/live when they happen in SD. But every episode we have is available in HD on demand with a pre-release, 5-day pre-release, uncensored, ad-free. And people hate fucking advertisements. They fast forward through them. That's okay. You don't need ads, okay? Because you can subscribe to Gas Digital and get everything before it goes out anywhere else ad-free. Plus an amazing live chat, which we're going to start incorporating to that live chat more and more, Shannon. We got to start doing it. And more. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a 14-day free trial. I was saying this the other day. You don't need to fucking even keep the membership. Don't keep it. Who gives a shit? Subscribe, cancel. Get another email address. Subscribe, cancel. Get another. I used to do that with Netflix.
That's
I don't
not
going to
work,
shit.
Though.
Why won't it work?
If you have to, because the way we've set it up on the back end is that it ties to your either your credit card, your IP, or a few other things. It used to be that people would do that. So now you can subscribe for 14 days. I'm sure there's ways around everything.
Unlikely that it works, guys. Listen, yeah, if you know anything about our state of Gas Digital address, it's unlikely that whatever measures we have put in place to not have you do that, I promise you,
I'm sure
you can make
work
it work
as well as I think it does.
I'm sure it does.
By the way, also all you need is two credit cards and do it from home and work, and
yeah,
boom,
that's
there
fine.
You go.
But here's why, and I'll say this: I'm being very honest about this because I used to do this with Netflix. I used to borrow Netflix passwords and UFC.com passwords and all this other stuff, and eventually it became inconvenient. Eventually, I didn't want to find a new password and a new card and a new trial. And eventually you start to go, I'm a fucking adult. And you start to fall in love with the service and it starts to become convenient. That's why Netflix is a great service. It's because it is very convenient and it's a great, they deliver the content in a way where you're like, boom, it's nice and slick. It's nice and easy. So believe me, we recognize how important that side of the business is. We see, you know, I'm constantly looking at Netflix and HBO Go and all of these major platforms, UFC, and I'm seeing the way that their platform works, and we're constantly striving for the absolute best. But these are fucking billion-dollar corporations that, you know, they're obviously, they have multiple coders that are on staff.
More than multiple, dozens. You know,
dozens, hundreds, probably
of
hundreds
of dollars,
coders and hundreds of millions of dollars to spend on coding nonstop. So they stay ahead of a problem. At YouTube, we've all had YouTube go out for a second, or HBO Go stop streaming, right?
Instagram just had a thing where everyone lost thousands of subscribers.
Yeah.
We saw that just happened.
So these things happen, but they have 30 coders on staff in any given moment where they're 20 minutes ahead of it. So when your YouTube stops working, typically, it's going to start working again in 20 minutes. Unfortunately, we don't have the type of resources like that. And to be honest with
you, just cut to me in my apartment or underwear, Googling how to fix something.
Headbutting your fucking keyboard, speaking to our developers that we work with. And it's, you know, I think there's this misconception that you and I or anybody on the staff doesn't care when the content isn't delivered the way that we want it to be delivered. You got to understand, man, we're doing this in a very punk rock way. We're doing it in a very DIY way. We are, you know, we're not corporate, dude. There are guys that we have conversations every week with guys who are doing what we do, literally doing what we do, and they take hundreds of millions of dollars in funding, tens of million dollars in funding, major investment in their businesses, but they're controlled by that, and it's a different world. And those guys, yes, maybe they're going to have a better app and a more slick back end than us, and they're not going to deal with as many problems. But I also think that you're going to lose a certain sense of what's amazing about this content. And we are, and Ralph, I know I'm just yapping, but
no, I agree
so
with
you know, we're content producers first. We're podcasters first. Me and Ralph, we create content. I say fucked up shit in the microphones for people that enjoy fucked up shit and listening to fucked up shit. So that's what we do first and foremost. And that's where we should always be putting our heart and soul. You know, the other side of it, it's a work in progress. And I think that also, I got to say, I think people are a little bit harder on us than need be. With the live stream specifically, with Legion of Skanks, I don't know about this. Maybe I'm wrong. And anybody, any producer, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like we had like 6 months
at least 6 months of where the site did not go down.
Nothing. Not a single drop in the streams. They were working crystal clear. There was not a single issue with the chat. There was nothing. And apparently, and Ralph, you can explain this more, what happened was in the past couple of weeks, our live streams dropped on Monday nights, which is a very, very popular show.
At this point, last two or three.
Yeah.
I think.
And we, the last week we just put it up on YouTube in real time. We said, fuck it, let's go to YouTube so we don't have to deal with the site crashing again. Now, apparently there's a lot of people watching the stream, and we assumed that the, you could explain this better than I can. We'd assumed that the website could handle the load that was being put on it. But with the amount of new subscribers, the amount of new shows, every time we bring on a new show, you know, upload 150 episodes, it's all, you know, it's, it all adds to different wear and tear on the back end and the way everything works. So when we have a few thousand people logged into the site at the exact same time, it was causing the site to crash.
Especially when they all come in at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So if there's 1,000 people or 2,000 people at the site at once, but they progressively came in over the course of 2 hours, it's easier to handle than that immediate of a, you know, for, obviously Legion is by far the most popular show on the network. So on Monday nights, it puts a lot more stress on the server, and it's about simultaneous connections. So let's just, I'm just speaking hypothetical numbers. If there's 2,000 connections for Legion, but then there's another 1,000 people that are checking old episodes of BYM or SDR, or that all stresses the server. So what we had been doing is upgraded as needed. We don't have untold fortunes to go with a server that can handle 100,000 connections. So you go with what we needed for that time. And in the past month, we've seen a surge in new subscribers, new members, and more visitors. So now we have upgraded, but it's not like a, you know, just flick a switch. So we have to make the website handle more.
No, so test it. We don't, the other problem is we don't have, like, we have to test it in real time. So, you know, this week we are ahead of it. We are going to simultaneously stream to Gas Digital and YouTube just to make sure that we can handle any server issues. You know, hopefully everything will work. There's no guarantee.
There's no guarantee.
We can't guarantee it until we actually test it and go through that. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I got to be honest with you, if you guys are, you shouldn't be just subscribing for the live stream. It's something that we give away for free. All of our live streams are free. So if you're subscribing just for the live stream, I got to be honest with you, if that's an issue right now, which has been an issue the past few weeks,
Unsubscribe.
And we don't fault anybody for that. People are like, you know, it's not a fuck you to us if you don't want to spend your money. If I was paying for something that wasn't working, I would simply unsubscribe. Now, I'll give you an example of something that is free. I use Fortnite regularly. Okay, Fortnite is something that I use, but it's free. I spend money on these little add-ons. I spend money
on the outfits.
Oh,
no,
I do, like a fucking queer. Christ. It's so funny. I really do. I've spent, I mean, an untold.
No, really, for this, just for, is there other? I don't play the game, but is there other than outfits?
Outfits, dances.
Oh god damn it! Did you
there's fucking a, tools to fucking heard, harvest
what's his name
with?
Lost the shoot to Fortnite. He tried to sue for the dance. From he lost yesterday.
Good.
Yeah, so stupid.
Fuck him.
What's his name again from fucking Will Smith?
The black guy, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't narrow it down, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, Carlton.
Carlton, the Carlton dance.
So, yeah, I, you know, but it's a free service, and they go down fucking regularly.
Right.
I'm talking about regularly. That game, I would say 1 out of 10 times the game, there'll be an issue where it doesn't work, where it bumps me out of the game,
like
or whatever
the first
it is.
Year of Gas Digital.
Right. You know, there's this new game, Apex Legends. You know,
I heard about that.
I've only been able to play it twice. Only been able to play the game twice because it either gets to the loading screen, it won't, you know, put me in, or I'll start playing the game and it'll bump me from the game. And it's just sort of, these are fucking huge multi-million-dollar companies and they deal with this, right? And in my mind, I'm going, all right, they're free games. I'm not going to, we're not going to fucking be angry at the developers when they're trying to do something. So I look at that as well. It's like, then don't subscribe. And then you really have nothing to complain
about.
That's
why we give 15 episodes free on YouTube and on every place you would stream. We try to make it so that you're really subscribing if it's something that you truly believe in. And when we both know, like we talk about this all the time. We haven't been pushing the app at all. Because we know it's not ready.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain things that we know are not ready, and we're trying, but we don't have 50 developers. We don't have deep pockets to try
and to, it's very unfair to blame people like Shannon or Bobby.
No, it's totally fine to blame Shannon.
These guys have nothing to do with the website, the back end. They produce these podcasts.
Shannon
and they
is
them.
The lead developer on the app.
She's like, oh my God, I spilled nail polish all over the app development platform. Listen. It's a lot of these things are a work in progress. And here's the other thing. A lot of people, we have a lot of subscribers right now. We have a really, really deep subscriber base, and I'm proud of that. And, you know, we recognize the problems, but we also recognize a lot of people are very happy with the subscription as well. I think most people subscribe to Gas Digital to have access to the on-demand library.
Mm-hmm. Which, hear commercial-free and get pre-releases.
Yeah, pre-release. They don't want to listen to ads. And then they also want to support the shows. I think there's a measurable amount of people that just say, hey, dude, I love what you guys do. I want to support it. And that's great as well. But I definitely don't want to develop resentment with people because they're spending their hard-earned money on something that they don't need to. You guys got to understand, listening to the shows is extremely valuable to
us. That's the most important thing. That's what we care about. But
the absolute most important thing.
On the thing you were saying, for instance, there are, I get like a metric once a month about how many people have used the app. And there are thousands of people using the app that don't have problems.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why we haven't pulled it out of the store, because right. we know that a large amount of people don't have a problem, but there are people that we know it's not where it should be.
Right.
But I think that more people would be pissed off based on usage if we pulled it out of the store. Yeah.
Because if you want me to pull the curtain aside completely, we've had discussions. You know, the truth is we're not an app development company. We're not a technology company. That's not what we do. We don't have coders on staff. So I've brought up very recently saying, hey, dude, let's just say fuck the app.
I never wanted to put out an app in the first place.
I use Beachbody On Demand. They don't have an app, okay? Yeah. And I just stream it right from the platform. It's great, okay? For me, I'm like, what is the issue with this? If we can have the shows be downloadable and have the functions on the website work the same as an app, it might make more sense, because we don't want to have any problems. That's not necessarily what we're doing right now. We actually, and I want to talk about the app really quick. We have an app in development, but that's something that you had mentioned a minute ago. It's something that we've never really put any promotion into.
There's one mention of it on the site, that it's an app in beta. That's the only
that we have an app in beta. Yeah. And we don't list it as a feature of what you're subscribing for, because if you're subscribing for the app, please, and it's not working for you, dude, yeah. Unfucking subscribe. You should only be, so if you're subscribing for something, okay, and you're not receiving that side of the service, I don't want you to subscribe. I really don't.
No.
I really, truly don't. And I want you to...
I'd rather you be so happy with listening to the show and being a quote-unquote, like, you know, just a fan because you love that show, as opposed to being resentful because you're paying for a service you're not happy.
Yeah, and then come back in a couple months and see if it's addressed, because every time you guys have a concern... Every concern, literally everything, we come back. We have weekly meetings with the entire production team. Ralph spends endless hours on the phone with our developers. There's so much thought that's put into, you know, what your guys' concerns and the fan experience. It's all about your experience, that I don't want that to get lost on you guys and think that, like, oh my God, if it's not working for you, by all means, just unsubscribe and come back in a couple months. Try get another free trial. If you email us, I know that we only allow a free trial.
You can't get it again. Lewis, and I give you the credit for this more than me. I get a little too close to it, in the sense that I'm dealing with a lot of the frontline shit that makes me like want to blow my brains out.
Of course.
In terms of dealing with the developers that for a while were in Croatia, and I had to get up at 6 a.m. to talk with them, whatever, you know, like those kind of things. So I get a little too emotional when we get complaints, because I know that they're wrong. I know that their complaints are valid, but it just starts to eat away at my soul that our service isn't better. You know?
Right.
But the mantra that you have that I completely subscribe to is that if there's a problem, whatever that issue is, we just, in favor of the customer, whatever it is.
Every time. That is just the way it is here. We're never going to say, fuck him. We're never going to say, sorry, you're wrong. We're just not going to do that. If you ever email us with a genuine concern, I mean, look, sometimes things slip through the cracks. One of the questions that I asked on Twitter, that I got asked on Twitter, was I've emailed customer service a few times and haven't gotten anything back. If that's an issue, is there another email address we can give to people if they email support at gasdigitalnetwork.com and they don't get anything back?
I say this: if it's not a response, I would respond to almost every email that comes in at support. What can happen is that those support emails sometimes go to spam and we just never see them.
Right.
Right. So I would say you can email me, ralph@gasdigitalnetwork.com. I mean, I literally will answer.
Yeah.
I answer everything.
And that goes directly to your...
goes directly to my phone. So do they all do. I look at every email that comes in.
You're going to probably get a bunch of shitty emails.
That's fine.
Now.
I mean, look, I don't care at all. Believe me, I once in a while will look online. People love to shit on me. It's fine. You know, that doesn't bother me. I'd rather you hate me and love the service.
Of course. Then, that's yeah. all that I mean, I that's a very, very big part of it. And the app is something that we're developing. Here's the thing. The app right now that we have in the store, that's going to be taken out very, very soon. We right on Monday, we're getting the alpha version
of the new app.
Of the new app. And Ralph has showed me the what would you call this that we have
this
right now?
This is right now, it's just a run through of how it's going to work.
Yeah.
But it's not, it has no content in it right now. It's just, you know.
It looks beautiful. To be honest with you, I don't want to get ahead of myself and say, oh, it's going to be this incredible, new, amazing app. We're excited about working with the team.
They're a good team. They seem to really know what they're doing.
And we are putting a lot of resources into this and a lot of cash into it. I don't get once you think that we just aren't spending any money or spending any resources on this. But it's, you know, it's still a work in progress.
And we may get it and it may just fucking be terrible. Yeah. But.
And we're not trying to increase the price of the service as well. You know, it's not like we're going like, all right, we're going to get this app out. And then you know what, dude? We'll fucking put it up to $10 a month, $11 a month. We're trying to keep the price of the service down. The conversations that we have is, how can we lower the price of our service?
Right. I mean, same thing with, not to go off topic, but on the merchandising side, once we brought everything in-house, the first thing we did was lower the price of everything.
Yeah, the hoodies, speaking of which, go to merchpump.com/RAP. The hoodies, we dropped $10 because we could have just kept them the same and made more profit. We're not doing that. We want to make everything fair, and we look at everything from the customer's perspective and how you guys would want to consume it. So
we were able to give the podcaster the same amount of money, and we could make the same amount of money, so we lowered the rate as opposed to making that extra money.
Exactly. But yeah, the app is in development. We,
And there's some potentially really cool features.
Yeah.
You know, but
what are some of the features? Give them
so
some
one of the things I love that we've been working on is if you're watching on the website, and then you have to leave and go to the app knows it's you and will ask you, do you want to pick up from the last place you were watching?
Oh, cool.
Or start something new, which is a phenomenal version, the phenomenal feature. The chat is swipe awayable and swipe backable so that if you're watching, cool. You can be in part of the chat or not be a part of the chat. And just you can bring in RSS feeds from other shows that are not on the network.
Which is my fucking favorite thing in the world. Which is amazing. So that means you don't need another podcast app. If this is developed the way we want it to be developed, this is the only podcast app you need. So if you want to listen to Joe Rogan Experience or Joey Diaz podcast, you can just put their RSS feed right into
audio only, obviously, because a lot of them don't have.
Right.
But also then what I really like is that now, we put out highlights for every show that come out that week. You'll have the option to share that highlight. If you're a fan of the show or the clip, whatever, you can just share it to your social media.
And then
media.
You get points for sharing.
And that's in 2.0. We're working on a points feature that could be redeemed for prizes or
discounts
something like
at the store, discounts at the whatever store. It might be. There's so much that's going on here, you know, and we don't. People come to us regularly trying to throw money at this business, trying to invest in this business. I can't explain to you how often this happens.
We threw away a very large potential income. Because we knew that it wasn't the right part.
It will ruin the experience on the content side.
Look at what happened to Legion. Was it last week or the week before when you had the porn that we didn't air?
Was which is such a funny thing to me. This was the thing that people were upset about.
Was it 2 weeks ago? Is that about right?
2 weeks ago.
All right. So if that upset you, I promise you, if we took that large investment, we would never show anything racy again on
nothing.
Any show.
We
nothing.
Can. I mean,
you probably couldn't
about,
curse. You know, I mean, it's crazy.
It's going into a very, very different world. And, you know, believe me, you want us to be able to sort of do things in a way where it keeps, you know, things, you know, real to who we are. And one of the reasons that podcasters like working with us is because, you know, we come up with solutions for things that they want to do. This is not a corporate environment. When somebody comes in and works with us, we say straight up, we say, it's our job to come up with solutions for you. It's not our job to put in roadblocks in the way.
Right.
And it just changes the spirit of everything.
If you think that people could work in this environment where everyone smokes pot almost every day here, if you think that would still be allowed if we took a large investment, you're fucking kidding yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
It just would not be allowed. None of that would be allowed.
All right, Ralph, real quick, we have to take a moment to break away from this amazing state of the network address and talk about Stamps.com, which is a great business that we've used here at Gas Digital, at Merch Pump. If you guys don't know what Stamps.com is, it's an amazing company. Stamps.com eases the pain of going to the post office, not having to deal with lines, not having to deal with getting through traffic, walking through a big city, dealing with strangers, looking people in the eyes, making eye contact, touching things. That's another big thing. People don't like touching things.
Also sick. You're going to get sick. You're around people in the winter and it's inside a lot of other things.
You don't want to deal with it. Okay. The reality is with stamps.com, it's super convenient. Everything is done online, which saves you time. No inconvenient trips to the post office. They automatically calculate and print the exact amount of postage you need for every letter or package you ever send. You're never going to need to overpay or underpay again. They bring you every service that the U.S. Post Office has right to your fingertips, right at home, right from your computer. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or any package or any class of mail using your own computer and printer. And if you sign up at stamps.com, check this out. They're going to give you a free digital scale.
We got one.
Yeah.
We have one. We did that exact thing.
I know. We use it. Ralph, you currently use stamps.com. Why do you like it?
So we use it exclusively at Merch Pump, right? Because it's super easy to use. It's integrated with our website. And what I love about it is that when we send a package out, it generates that tracking number that we then automatically send it to. It just, you know, you put in the email of the person and it automatically sends that to the receiver. And they immediately can track the package.
So as soon as it's shipped through.
As soon as you print that label, you can generate that email.
And it's just done right from
there.
Our
and you
studio.
You put your little, we put the shirt on a scale. Once it's packaged, it tells you how much it is. It's all integrated seamlessly. And then you can even schedule a pickup. So they come get it from you. So it makes your life so much easier. If you're doing a little bit of mail a month or a lot of mail a month, it's making that process that much easier. I've had this happen a lot of times in my life. Where I just want to send out a letter and I can't find a fucking stamp.
Yeah.
You don't need to find a stamp.
This is it. You got it. You have everything you need from stamps to postage, everything at your fingertips. Stamps.com is an incredible service. And right now, if you go to stamps.com, we're going to give you a 4-week free trial, free postage, and a digital scale. Did you see that? A digital scale. Go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in RAP. Stamps.com, STAMPS.com. Enter RAP at the top of the page. Get yourself a free trial. See if you like it. 4 weeks of stamps.com. You're going to love it. It's going to change your business, change your life. All right, let's get back into it. So really quick, excuse me. I also want to address a couple things.
Let me just say one other thing. This I feel like is important to say. So that I kind of said this to you a little bit beforehand that, you know, we get a lot of shit for sure. Also, me too, Shannon. I'm sorry.
No, he's saying you're about to get me
too. Yeah, me too, Shannon. I've been me too by you and Lewis. This company is being run by Lewis and I. There is no blueprint. We've made a shitload of mistakes, and we try to rectify them as much as possible. But you and I don't have a mentor or a fucking Mark Cuban or somebody to say, hey, what's the best way to do whatever it is we're doing? That's why, like, the software we're using now, Friends in vMix. We went through 4 different softwares before we found the right one.
It's trial and error.
You know, the cameras, the everything, the microphones, it's trial and error because we don't have a blueprint and we fuck up a lot. Most of it's on me, I'll admit it. I'm trying to figure out the way
but
to do something.
But that's, I don't even consider it fucking up. Here's the deal, right? And this philosophy goes true with art when you create art, right? And it extends to this because this is almost like, you know, technological art, or even a lot of what you do in this studio and the way we create the space and the way we wire it and the way that there's this feng shui thing about the way we create the studio space. People don't realize they're not here and they don't see how beautiful it is, but like there's not wires lying around and there's not, you know, everything is run in a very specific way. And those mistakes that are made, which are happening in real time because we open up everything. I broadcast 9-10 hours a week. So you're getting so much of that experience, right? So you're seeing so many of the fuck ups. You're seeing so many of the mistakes and we're open and honest about it. We're not pretending to not make those mistakes. Right. And I think that's part of the charm of what we do. But the reason that we can get to a place where we do things the right way is because we make those mistakes. And the reason that we're considered innovators in this industry, and a lot of people come to us for not only that, I mean, they pay us, literally people have paid us to consult on their building of podcast studios, starting of a podcast, the shit that you guys don't see on the back end that has nothing to do with Gas Digital. There's a lot more that goes on to it. And the reason that I think we get that respect is because we've made a lot of those mistakes. And a lot of the mistakes that you guys, you know, like to sort of, you know, I don't want to say... I don't want to sound shitty and say like that you like to complain about. You don't like to complain about anything, but I think you have to appreciate the mistakes sometimes, guys.
Yeah.
This is how you get to a level of greatness and you do things the right way. And if you've ever created anything.
You have to be willing to fail. You have to be willing to
fail. Doggy, think about the first time you tied your shoes, motherfucker, right? What happened? You slowly you cross your. I still have trouble. But you cross.
I can tell by the way you're saying it.
The
laces.
You put it through.
You do the two loop method, or
you got to say a rhyme. You got to say two loops and a bunny rabbit ear and a fuck, and then eventually you don't think about it, right? But think about those first. I remember because you're 4 or 5 when you learn to tie your shoes, and I just sort of remember the process of like. You know, it was a little bit more of a struggle, and it was very slow, and your fingers don't work the same way that they work when you get older. You don't have the same hand-eye coordination. So I think that process, you can't take it personally. You know, we've created something really unique. We have a platform that you could pay for, right? Before people were doing Patreon. Before this was interesting, we were offering something like this. Patreon existed, but no podcasts were utilizing Patreon this way. Okay, it was sort of a weird. People were looking at his Patreon as like a handout website, where you're giving donations, and we invented a platform and a way of doing things. Podcast One, they do a similar thing now, where they have a subscription base where they only do the latest 16 or 20 episodes of a lot of their podcasts. You know, there's a lot of people who are looking at what we do and they start to emulate it, right? But it came from trial and error. We had no idea. We had no idea what we were doing in the beginning.
Use the example of this table. We hated the way tables were in podcast studio. So we tried to figure out what's a way that we could still have that conversational vibe that a podcast needs, but not be in each other's faces. And we designed a table that never existed before.
Yeah.
For that reason.
You can't buy a table like this. We conceptualized it, everything from the little pop-up boxes to the way the arms come out, the space in front of you. I have a workspace. I have a notepad in front of me. I have a computer in front of me. I have notes. There's a microphone that comes up off. Just finding these mic stands. It was trial and error.
It was a month of finding, trying to find
and we bought 5 different mic stands. Yeah. We had so many different mic stands. And we're talking about hundreds of dollars on mic stands alone. That's wasted money.
Just like now, we're like I'm always trying to think about how to improve the if I'm pointing at the camera mounts. We're switching to movable mounts so that we can get better angles if we need them.
Right.
But that's just going to involve a whole fucking rigmarole of taking these out there, anchored into the ceiling a certain way. But we want to be able to offer. We're always trying to improve. I use the mural behind you, that soundproofing mural that's right behind you. That's so beautiful. We custom designed that to make it look good in the studio.
And the point of all of this is like, the reality is we will have a stream drop again in the future. You know, we have 20 shows on the network. None of the other streams are dropping, you know, and hopefully we're in a place where it gets so popular that we start having this problem and we start having streams drop here and there. But I promise you, we'll always move the line back and pivot and do what's necessary in order to keep you guys happy.
And I also promise you that this will not be our last problems. We're going to have a lot more problems.
We fucking should.
Yeah, we should.
People should have problems, okay? If you're a part of anything behind closed doors, I think we make ourselves very available as well. So maybe people don't express themselves to YouTube the same way because there's no Johnny YouTube.
You try and get someone on the phone on Google or YouTube, it's not going
to
happen.
It's not the same thing. So it's you know, it's a double-edged sword. You have to, you know, I think you should appreciate the process a little bit more. And especially if you're subscribing to support, just to support us. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. That's incredible. I mean, I can't explain to you how much it means to me for you to do it, to just support us, because we understand. I mean, people work really, really hard for their fucking money. Me and Ralph are not greedy. We are not lining our pockets with money. People are like, oh, Lewis sends his kid to a $40,000 a year school. First of all, you know, nobody knows how much money anything costs in my fucking life. I don't know where these numbers come from, anything. But
also, people think I'm a lot richer than I am.
Yeah, people think you're a billionaire. I send my kid, I go to a $20,000 a month gym. So you guys know, all the money we make on Gas Digital is reinvested back into the business.
Yeah.
We make money on our podcast.
The shows make money, but any profit that comes in is going right back into it.
I mean, I think you guys don't realize, like I said, there's things that go on the back end. There's other businesses that we have, you know, here. I run a comedy festival. We have a merchandising business. There's other sides to this. That I think you guys don't realize as well. So yeah, we invest everything into Gas Digital, and we spend more than you guys know. And Ralph especially, I have to, you know, my business partner Ralph, dude, I just talk a lot of shit. I come in and I try to inspire people, and we try to develop ideas, and we spend a lot of time speaking. And Ralph pushes buttons and pulls levers on such a high level here. You know, it's not just ideas and being a boss here and being somebody who inspires, but it's somebody who actually puts in the work. Like Ralph puts in, you know, 60, 70 hours a week to Gas Digital to make this place work. So I take it offensively where people are like, oh, they're just fucking lazy or they're doing anything. It's like, no. You guys.
The best one, by the way, is they think that I just put in the money and just do my show once a week.
No, it's fucking crazy, dude. Yeah. It's bananas. So you guys know, it's not like Ralph came in and invested all this money. Ralph came in the beginning and put in a little bit of cash, and we've developed a pretty strong business plan and a pretty strong business where we've been able to be profitable and cash flow positive from a very early time in this business. You know, it's nothing to do. And to be honest with you guys, you know, I don't know if Ralph, I'll speak, we can edit this out if you don't like me saying this in here, but you know, Ralph's father was a real estate developer, and Ralph did not see that money. That wasn't, and to be honest with you, it's a commendable thing, to be honest with you. Yeah. In a weird way, I respect it because you had asked your father, there's a great story I thought, you could just tell it, where you had asked your father for money after you had graduated college.
Yeah, when I was struggling, I was somewhat in debt, and I knew I wasn't able to make my payments for that month, and I went to my father to borrow money, and I said I would even pay interest. And his response was, I can't do it because if you don't pay me, I can't sue you for the money because you're my son, and I'll look like a horrible person that I'm suing you. So you just need to find the money elsewhere.
And that was it.
So I mean, I did.
And it's a guy who has, I mean, an insane amount of money.
I'm not saying, I'm not shitting on him. He did a lot of good things for us, but
of course, you had a great life, and he taught you what he taught you was to work really hard, and you work very hard for what you have, and it's an incredible thing. It's one of the reasons why I love being a business partner with you, and it's why anything that I work on, literally anything that I work on, I try to bring Ralph in the fold for because of your work ethic and what you put into it. I think seeing somebody who's made that much money and being a part of that experience, but then not being handed keys to that is extraordinarily valuable. I wouldn't have the heart to do it. I would probably just hand my son fucking, you know, everything.
It's hard to say where you're going to be. Who knows?
But most parents, but it's a different type of lesson, and it's a really valuable lesson, to be honest with you. And it's one of the reasons why I believe that you're very successful and that you make money. And I believe it's one of the reasons why this business is successful. It's because of that was built inside of you. Look, I want to just address a couple more things really quick because we do got to wrap this up somewhat soon. I know Shannon has to come in and record another show in a little bit. Some of the shows that are gone, some of the shows that are coming on board, Lisa Ann Experience, unfortunately, no longer on the network.
She decided, from our perspective, she was going to focus more on her porn because when she started the podcast...
Huh? Her porn's better.
Her porn is better. When she started her podcast, she was kind of like on a break from porn.
Yeah.
And then she decided to get back into the business, and she just basically
said, She doesn't want to do the pod anymore. It's fine. You can't hate on it. And we love Lisa, and I think Lisa's really talented. She didn't want to do the podcast anymore, and that's just, it just is what it is. So we wish her the best.
And then with Dice, we knew it was a season.
Yeah. Well, Dice isn't off the network.
He's not off the network. He may come back and do season two. We've been talking about it. But,
yeah.
You know, we knew it from day one that it was going to be a season.
Yeah.
And then we're going to revisit it probably this summer.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
He was on a break because he had a personal thing that he couldn't deal with. And now he's back.
Is he not talking about it?
I don't even know what it was. I know that he had some sort of surgery.
Yeah.
And he couldn't be on camera for a while. That's all I know. Okay. And I don't know what it was.
So Dee Snider is, I think he's starting up again next week.
I think it's starting next week. Yeah.
And then
I know that Brian already got the episode. So I know that it's coming back.
Came back this week.
Oh, it's back.
Yeah.
Dee's back. And then, we did lose Bo Deedle, who I love. I got to say, I love Bo Deedle.
And that's a very logical situation. There's a reason why we set up this company the way we did, which is that if you can't or don't want to work with us anymore, there is no 5-year contract where you're stuck with us.
Yeah.
He was offered a very good deal at a competing network.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say competing network. It's a major television studio.
Yeah, but I think they're podcasting.
Their podcasting division of a major television studio. And I think that, you know, from his perspective, it was, you know, we couldn't match the base offer that they were looking for. No podcasting networks offer like a base to podcast.
Yeah, we do,
which is a very unique aspect of this, is we pay our podcasters for the most part. I think, all of them, we pay them a base.
Every single show gets something.
You know, which is to help with, you know, booking guests, travel, whatever it is, you know, and each show sort of has their own deal. His show, we couldn't compete with the offer that he was offered, and we wish him the best. We have it built into our agreements. It's a 30-day out on all of our agreements. If somebody feels if there's a better offer out there, we don't want to feel as if anybody's locked into anything. Right. And competing networks put 2-3 year deals in place. You know, maybe we're dumb to do that, but I feel like we have a really strong, one of the reasons the business is so strong is because of that. It keeps everyone very transparent, keeps everyone very honest. It keeps everyone working really, really hard.
In the same respect, everybody's allowed to log in and see their numbers. Everybody, even on the merchandising side, everybody gets their own login so they can see immediately.
They get notifications every time something is sold.
Everything is 100% transparent.
Yeah, so we really try to do that. And we create some. So Lisa and Bo were two shows, and unfortunately, Lisa's not doing it anymore. Bo decided to move on, but that's okay. That happens.
Same thing happened a few months ago with Bruce Buffer. He was offered a fortune at a Spanish speaking network.
Yeah.
He was the only English show on this network.
Really?
And they offered him a crazy. He told me what the deal was. He goes, look, I don't need to leave, but this is the deal.
Can you guys match it?
Yeah, I said, just take the deal, man. We can't afford that.
Yeah, we're not going to do it. And we have to, it's also our job, just like we're talking earlier about making mistakes and you know, doing what works and pivoting and kind of, you know, figuring it out. Yeah, we're going to have shows that come on the network and go off the network and shows that really work within the you know, within the family and shows that don't. Couple shows that are on the horizon. I guess what can we can only announce one.
Yeah.
Which is
rhymes with Mank Minatra?
No, I don't know what the name of the show is.
What's it called, Shannon?
The Think Tank with Tank Sinatra.
He was on the show recently. He has his own Instagram channels that are very, very popular, has a few million subscribers to his Instagram channels, and super interesting guy, a lot of fucking amazing guests that he's been bringing
built
in.
Built like a motherfucker,
too. Yeah, he's built like a brick shit house.
Probably. I went into this, dude, you're really in good shape, huh? And he went, yep.
That's it. So his show starts on the network. We've been producing his show behind closed doors for the past few months now, and he's going to be coming on the network starting in March. And then we have two other shows. We actually can't announce the other ones yet because we don't have anything in place officially just yet. But we have two other shows right now on the horizon. One, I'll say, in the MMA space. We can say that much. Mm-hmm. And another one that's in the comedy space that's going to be incredible.
Which, by the way, as soon as this is done, we need to confirm a meeting with the MMA space guy.
Yes. Okay. So, we're always looking to expand out and bring on, you know, new creators and great people. And no, there's, you know, I guess some people were like, oh, they're always trying to look for fucking just big names. That's not it at all.
I also love that they refer to all the shows on the network as big names. That makes me happy when I see that.
I'm a bigger name than a lot of people. You guys think I'm big names, okay? The truth is we're looking for content that fits and that makes sense and that works within our system. We have another side of this where we sell ads. We have another side of this where we try to work with people that are creating content on social media side. It's a whole other world where you guys don't see. So you don't necessarily see every piece of it, but we are bringing some new shows on. So I want you guys to be aware of that in the next few months. Really quick.
And also we learned the hard way that we are not going to ever launch more than one show at a time.
Yeah.
Because we made a big mistake in the beginning of the year where we launched 5 or 6 shows at once and it was just a giant clusterfuck. We thought it was a cool idea. But it ended up in retrospect being a mistake.
Oh, yeah. We're also bringing back Say It Ain't Snow, which is the Game of Thrones show, which is a really fun show, and a few other things. All right, really quick. Let's get these. I got some fan questions from Twitter that people wanted to ask, and we can just address them really quick, and we'll wrap this one up in about 5-10 minutes. This isn't really to do with the network. This is about me, but I'll answer it anyway. KS Cyclone wants to know, still planning on making Real Ass Podcast a daily morning show, and can we get stickers somewhere? I have a blank toolbox. Talk about his dick. Boom. All day.
Shannon. Bam.
Shannon.
Pazing.
Hold on.
Wow. Shannon was really quick on that one.
She was. Realist Podcast Morning Show Daily. Maybe not daily now. Dude, I'm doing Believe You Me twice a week. We do that an hour and a half to 2 hours every week. We do Legion of Skanks 2 hours a week. I do Realist Podcast an hour and a half to 2 hours 3 days a week. We'll see what happens,
I would
man.
Love to see an 8 a.m. to 9:30 morning show.
Yeah.
Not yours.
It's a lot for me.
But not for you. But I'm saying that would be a cool thing to have.
Look at Shannon's
actual
face. Look at her.
It wouldn't have to be you, Shannon, you know, but I'm saying the idea of
Shannon, if we offered you the morning slot, the thing is every morning, 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. as I might actually do this just to fuck with Shannon. we pay you, Shannon.
And we give
pay
you a big budget.
We fucking budget. It's the morning show. It's you're the
live calls.
Shannon in the mornings.
Yeah, I would do it.
You'd be huge.
Well, the thing is, I'm up early.
Ding.
Ding. You'd be a huge show. You'd get no guests.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, no comics, but you could get guests.
Nobody would want to come.
Well, there's a whole thing of people that do morning
shows.
That
would want to fuck
circuits.
Shannon. You're right.
They do to fuck Shannon.
Just Jim Norton every day. Has he invited you back on the Chip Chipperson podcast?
No.
He will.
He will.
He will. All right. Let's see.
By the way, on that note, we are across the next door where we have Merch Pump. We are testing the making of stickers in-house to see how that works.
Stickers.
I don't know if it's going to work. We're testing it. Hopefully it does. And then we can start doing stickers.
Beautiful. Yeah, stickers will be out soon enough, guys. You know, once again, we want to walk before we could run. And
Merch Pump is, I don't know if you've talked about it on the show. On your
I've
show,
talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, it's fully ours now. So we're doing a month of trial to see how it works. And then we're going to expand more.
So Merch Pump for a while now has been, we've been handling the website processing. And basically you guys would do the orders through us. We would set up the processing through another company who did the actual printing and shipping for us. But we did everything from the customer service to the actual processing website.
The design of the shirts.
Design of the shirts, everything like that. But we actually cut out the printing company. We opened up our own space right next door where we have our own printer. So we're doing everything in-house. Higher quality.
Really beautiful stuff.
Higher quality shirts. Much better experience. Better customer service. We're not playing a game of telephone. We're passing stuff on to another person. If there's something that's lost, we have to contact them to find out where. Like, none of that anymore. It's really, really cool. So we're very excited about that. So go to merchpump.com and grab anything. Hoodies.
And we're going to start
mugs.
Doing more creative things like certain shirts for the summer, things for the winter, unique one-off items. We're trying, again, though.
We're not limited by the limitations of our partners with the type of materials they could have. There's a lot of great things that have opened up. So we really appreciate you guys taking the time to purchase the merch and to work.
It is a separate entity, though, so it's not really part of Gas. I don't like when people very often will email Gas Digital about something that didn't come in Merch Pump, but they are literally separate LLCs, separate companies.
Okay, so let's see. Are you going to make improvements on the app? Streaming old podcasts is part of the problem, just cuts out randomly. Chromecast function works about 1 out of 10 times. Tons of other things would be great, but I'm really focused on the app. I mean, Ralph, you've been working.
Yeah.
Like I said, I said to Ralph, 2-3 months ago, I was like, dude, if we can't develop an app that's really delivering the experience that people want, then we need to just fuck the app altogether.
Right. Which I don't want to do. Just
focus on putting the resources in the website, resources back into the shows. I would rather do that. And you said to me, you said, hey, dude, I have a solution that I think is great. You have a person that you've known for a very, very long time that works with this app development company. And
this is the last try. We're giving it a full-fledged try.
This is the last try. If this app isn't delivering what you guys want, I will tell you, I will probably say we shouldn't just fucking have an app and develop the website.
And boy, did we waste a lot of money.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started. But developing the website and the functionality of the website and staying ahead of it, I would rather pay somebody to be, you know, on staff or on, you know, for the website regularly to deal with any issues with the RSS feed, you know, in real time versus having to deal with
but there are certain features that the app will allow that you could not do on a website. So for instance, just like with the RSS feed, so I'm sure that's a question on your list that people are asking about.
That right next.
So the way it is right now, here's what is, again, in full transparency, the way that iTunes allows RSS feeds, if you put it in where the standard name and password for a private RSS feed, you can then download every single episode easily. But you could also use that link, just share it to anybody. Here's a link, right? And then anybody with that link can download any episode. Mm. The problem with that is then it kind of screws over the people that are paying for it. They're just able to just share that RSS feed with anybody. So now we have a type of RSS link that creates those downloads dynamically when they're making the call for it. iTunes doesn't like that. So the iTunes app is a little spotty with it. But as of now, every other app, Overcast, Podcast Addict, Spotify, they all work with it now. It's the iTunes app itself that we're having problems with, that we're still trying to work with iOS. Good luck in getting people over there, but we're trying to figure out why that call doesn't work. And I don't know. We don't know why yet.
So having the app would sort of eliminate the need for the RSS feed for our own.
But again,
shows.
Some people like, when you love your own, the podcast app that you use, you don't want to use another. But hopefully, with the new app, it's going to have enough value that you won't want to pursue another app.
Okay, well, I didn't really understand what any of that meant. But yes, the RSS feeds are that
as of right now,
thing.
I would say this. If you don't use the iTunes app and you try another app, I am 90% sure that 90. That's going to work.
90. Okay. Yeah.
And if it doesn't, just let me know. Again, email Ralph at gasdigitalnetwork.com.
Yeah.
And I'll let me know what app, what OS you're using, what app you use, and we will work on fixing it. But literally this morning, I tried seven of the shows on three different apps on my Android, and every one of them populated immediately.
Well, that's the other thing, is like you have different types of phones, different versions of phones. So I have an iPhone 7 or an iPhone 6. Let me see. I don't even know. I have the Gas Digital app right here. You know, if I go to play, let's say I go play, believe you me, I'm going to go episode 114 audio. I'm going to play. Let's see.
Cool. If your phone just starts smoking,
it just blows up in my hand.
That was quick.
It plays, you know, and it works, and that's that. Some people can't do that, you know.
Right.
And the real, I understand that. But it's just like, this is like, we're not making that up, you know. The reality is, the vast majority of people, they don't have the issue. But I think the people, when they have a problem, they're the most vocal about
right.
it, you know.
Well, the unsilent minority. But then the thing that happened that we tried to do was, you know, we have emulators for various iOS apps and various, you know, phones and whatnot. But then I found out that some of the emulators will show that it was working, but the phone wouldn't. So they're not true to the emulation of that
okay,
phone.
Okay, right.
And that caused the problem. Because now, do we go out and buy every iPhone? You know what I mean? Like, it becomes a question. Like, how do you resolve this?
Right. And stay ahead of it. And then what happens when that iPhone needs an update?
Yeah,
or
and
whatever
what version of the OS you're using. We have an emulator that we test this out. That's every version of iOS with every phone, and you try every different combination.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that will work, but then we have a test device and the same exact parameters, and it's not working.
Yeah.
So then, you know, then it becomes very difficult.
So all we can do is test it in real time, and all we can do is fix it as these problems come up. But, I mean, there's never been a time where we've ever said, well, fuck it, too late, too much shit, sorry. I mean, all right, let's go to a couple more questions from Twitter, because we do have to wrap this one up. Let's see. Seb Sidnell wants to know, do you guys look at each show's viewership and are willing to act accordingly? How much research and analytics goes into measuring a potential new show's worth to the network?
Wait, so is this saying for outside the network to come on the network?
Yeah, and probably on the network as well. Like, what do we look at?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, any show that's on the network is on because we believe in them as a show.
Yeah.
Numbers are not as important to us when we bring them on if it's
helps.
Something we believe in.
It helps,
for sure.
If there's a show, we won't get into the specifics of numbers, but there's a certain number that I look at that I go, there's the number of downloads that show has starts to be... That show starts to make us money, meaning that the percentage right. that we make on advertising, merchandise, subscribers, etc., there's a tipping point. You know, we have a general idea about what that number, and that's a download number. That's not a subscriber number or anything right. else. It's the amount of, this is why when I say, if you don't subscribe, it's not killing us, guys. Don't worry, because I look at sort of the bigger picture here, and I say, we're looking to grow the number of subscribers that are downloading the show for free via iTunes and every other platform, because that metric is extremely valuable. You guys got to understand, it's extremely valuable, and hopefully you guys fall in love with the content enough that you'd want to subscribe, you want to support, you want to have access to the on-demand library. And the service gets better and better. And, you know, hopefully, the idea would be eventually everything absolutely works perfectly. Absolutely perfectly. I want you guys
to... You know, let me say this. It's going to be a weird statement. I don't know if I'd ever want that. And I'll tell you why. I'd like to always be pushing the envelope forward that if everything's
that's
working,
a great point.
Then it's like, well, what can we do next to bring it to the next level?
That's a great point.
And that's going
to fuck things
up. You
have to take that chance, man.
If you just what's like with your show. If you're a podcaster and you're happy with your show and you're not trying to figure out ways to get it better, then you're not a good podcaster.
Yeah.
You should always be looking for ways to improve it.
The shows that we look for people that are passionate and really want to make it a part of who they are, right? That's going to be a really valuable show. In my opinion, if you're a podcaster and you want to grow your show, it has to be a part of your personality. It has to live with you. The Joe Rogan Experience, you know Joe Rogan has a fucking podcast. It's just, it's a part of who he is. When you think about his, what do they call it? Portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, UFC commentator, stand-up comedian, podcaster. It's a very, very big part of that. And I put that in my profiles and social media that I'm mm-hmm. a podcaster. I make that a part of who I am. And I look for that in people. I don't look for people who are looking to do it sort of on the side. We've had a lot of people that have come in and, they do a show and they're like, we'll see.
Yeah, we've turned down some celebrities because we felt that they didn't have that passion because we went through that already with someone at the beginning of the network and we don't want to do that again. And then also there are shows that we actually are losing money on, but we believe in them because we know that they're going to make money.
A handful of shows on the network we lose money on, but we look at Shannon laughing. A handful of shows we lose money on, but the reality is we look at the growth of those shows and how passionate those people are. And there's also this other factor of you have people that maybe they don't have, maybe they only got 2,000 downloads on an episode or 3,000 downloads on an episode, right? Which is kind of low in the world of podcasting, okay? But those
actually, that's not true. I mean,
that's much larger than the average.
90% of shows have less than 200. So, if you're in that, you're in a high net. But for our network,
for
it's
our
low.
Network and for professional podcasts,
yeah, for professional podcasts,
it's lower, right? But that number, I look at it, and I started this network with Ralph based off of sort of this core concept because I realized podcasts had about 2,500 downloads an episode at the time, and I remember, you know, Stand Up New York saying to me, like, you know, well, we can't get advertisers for you. You need 50,000 downloads for advertisers. And yeah, well, and I was like, well, why don't we do something like where people could subscribe to just like, you know, bonus content or the on-demand library, or the archives. And they're like, ah, it's a lot. You know, we're not going to build out a website for that. It's too much. This is a fucking network. This is people that are supposed to be saying yes and I'm being told no. And I'm going to 2,500 people. 2,500 people a week are coming and listening to me. That's a lot. If that was a parking lot in, you know, on the
in
West
Queens
Side Highway,
whatever, people would go crazy. Yeah,
people would go.
You'd be shut down.
They would shut me down. The police would come and shut me down, and they would think that I'm taking over. They would go like, "What the fuck is going on?" Okay. So for me, I looked at that and I said, "That's really valuable." And to be honest with you, those people are the most hardcore of the most hardcore. We talk about being punk rock and DIY. Those smaller shows have a really hardcore, passionate fan base. And to be honest with you, a lot of those people that are listening to those smaller shows are subscribed to Gas Digital because they gave those smaller shows a shot because they come into our world. So I look at those people as sort of being really, really valuable, not only the audience, but the actual hosts, because they're passionate. It's like college basketball players. They are trying to get over the hump. They're trying to get to 20, 30, 50, 100,000 downloads so they can make this a career.
Yeah.
And those are the people that we want to work with.
But I would say this, though, in the interest of full disclosure on that question, we're launching three new shows over the next few months, I believe, right? I don't see us bringing on any new shows for a while. I could be wrong. Something may fall in our lap. Something might be too good to turn away. But I don't think we're going to take a cold submission anytime
soon. No, I wasn't even telling people to submit.
I know, but that was that question, I think. That's what the guy was...
No, I think he was just sort of asking for the general
the metric
idea.
In general, maybe. But even in general, I just think that, you know, there was a thought in both of our heads that we never wanted to go over 20 shows just because I feel... Shows start getting to the wayside. When SDR was on All Things Comedy, we were one of like 90 shows.
Yeah.
And I felt like no one even knew that we existed there.
Yeah.
And then I found out we were the fourth most popular show on the network. It's like, how is that possible? No one's even reaching out to me. And that was part of also what you said, the thing that made us decide we should do this on our own.
here, I want to add, there's a couple more questions that I thought were good. Okay, so what are the pros and cons of a podcast joining your subscription service versus doing your Patreon? I can answer this, and I like that question, actually, because we get that a lot. Certain shows Patreon's fucking great for. You know, to be honest with you, a guy like me, I think I would have done very, very well on Patreon.
Absolutely.
Because I want to produce things myself. I have produced things myself. I've sort of created, you know, I was the guy who was literally pulling out all my equipment every week. When we started Legion of Skanks, I set up my microphones and we didn't even really have cameras at the time, but the microphones, the mixer, the computer at my apartment, in my little one-bedroom apartment in Gramercy. My dog's running all over the place. My girlfriend's pregnant. I mean, you know, I put in that time and that work, and, you know, Patreon really could have worked for me. Now, Patreon could not have worked for Big J, because he's just not the same guy.
Right.
He's not the same type of self-starter. He's not going to put in the work and the time and you know, spend the time editing, spend the time uploading. To do a podcast, if you're doing 1 hour podcast by yourself, just audio alone, you're talking about an hour of podcast. Well, let's say on the bare minimum, an hour of setup, an hour of podcasting, 2 to 2.5 hours of
post-production,
editing, uploading. So you're talking about a five-hour endeavor. 5 hours of time you have to commit on the bare minimum. That's no social media, no nothing else. That's just the absolute bare minimum. No clips, no pulling clips, highlights, nothing like that. This is all like, so it's a chunk of work that if you don't want to spend your time doing that, a network like Gas Digital is really valuable, right? So for us, we give you two producers to work with. You have a team of people, whether if you want to have new graphics, if you want to have graphics on the screen, you know, if you want to have, you know, different clips that are put out, Instagram highlights, YouTube highlights, you know, you could have 10 different clips on your show. You have a team of people to do that for you and work with you. So you can literally come in and create. We have an amazing studio, state of the art equipment, you know, really
mobile
really,
rigs. If you need to do things from
doing the road, we, you know, we spend all of the money on the hosting of the content, promotion of the content. You
then
have
there's the whole video element, the lower thirds graphics that you're not going to be able to do on your own. Really?
Yeah, I mean, look, you could learn how to do it. Sure. The more you put into it, the more, if it's a video show, you're talking about a minimum of probably 6, 7, 8 hours.
8 hours, depending on the quality of the video,
depending on what you're doing. So forget the money side of it, right? Just producing the show, you have a much more robust opportunity to produce your show the way that you want to produce your show without actually having to put in the work. Some people that's not right for. We talked to Ari Shaffir back in the day about doing Skeptic Tank. He doesn't want that. He wants to do an audio show. He likes it being on a shitty mobile.
He likes
rig.
Running one ad.
He likes wanting running one ad. He doesn't want all of the bells and whistles. He doesn't want to experiment and do new things. It's not the right thing. Cometown, same thing. You know, Nick likes, he's autistic. He likes editing and putting the things up and tracking the numbers and doing the taxes. And that's in his world and his wheelhouse. That's something that, you know, he excels at. So this isn't the right platform.
But then, sorry to cut you off there, but then there's that other aspect, which happened with Patreon, is where they change their rules or they change, like, look what YouTube did when all of a sudden they decided, oh, if you curse, you can't monetize anymore. You know, yeah. So if you're banking on a company that decides to change their belief system.
Yeah. Well, they knocked that one guy off, apparently.
Yeah, they knocked someone off, and that could happen a lot more.
You have to be concerned with stuff like that. Now, granted, look, it has to be concerned here. Technically, we're people
technically
that are in charge.
Could do that too,
you know,
yeah.
we're not. You know, I'm sure the people at Patreon will say the same thing. I don't really look at that as being a huge benefit because it's not like it's a mass exodus of people that they're kicking off the platform.
It's a concern.
I think that the big benefit here is you have that. Now, you also have, like I said, we give you a little bit of a base. You have a team. We have a 3-person team that works on the ad sales side. That is that if you are a much lower number of downloads, you can be start being involved in package deals that we do for the network. You'll see some of the smaller shows that are doing ads. It's not because they have enough on their own, but it's because we'll sell a larger package deal and be able to divvy up those ads to the smaller shows as well. So it's a real opportunity.
Yeah, it's the same thing that we did. That's where, you know, coming from radio, when we was on 50 stations, none of them were huge stations, but you combine those small 50 stations with the other shows stations we were on, and you have value there. That's why the shows. Almost every show on the network, I think, is running ads right now.
Yeah, almost every show. So so these are some of the benefits. Now, no, a show like Cometown, they should never go to a network like us. That's fucking crazy. In a million years, they make, you know, $35,000 a month or whatever it is on their show, which is incredible, you know? But it is a very, you know, that is also very unique as well. That's not really the typical standard thing. I know shows that are incredible that make $400 a month, $300 bucks a month on Patreon, and that are incredible.
There's
really,
a show
really
we were
good.
Talking to recently that is crazy popular with a very famous comedian.
Yes.
And he makes $400 a month on Patreon.
Yes, because it's just a different type of thing, and it works for them because those guys are punk rock. They have a show named Cometown. You want to support those guys. It's very funny, and it's what they do is great, but that's also not the right thing for everybody. We recognize that, and we have conversations very regularly with content creators that want to work with us that we say, hey, this maybe not be the right thing for you. Yeah. You can do something on Patreon or do something elsewhere that would be a better
fit. And that's, again, why you and I are always very transparent and try to – we've turned down shows – solely because we think they could do better not with us.
Yes, guaranteed. Let's see. Anybody else? Let's see. Any other good questions? Hold on.
Why does Ralph look like such a monster? That's a big one. I know that one.
I love that.
Why is Shannon trying to date a prisoner?
Nico Vidal, just want to say how much I enjoy the content you put out. Can't even remember what life was like without Guest Digital. Thank you, Nico. You're the fucking man. I love you, buddy. Also, I'll say real quick, March 4th, guys, grab your tickets for Skankfest. Big deal. The people that we have confirmed, so I'm really
March
excited
4th.
About, that's when the tickets go on sale.
Okay, I got scared for a second.
It's June 21st through 23rd of Skankfest. 3 full days this year. All day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Incredible experience this year. Some of the people we have confirmed we've never had before. I'm so excited about a bunch of them. I can't wait to start announcing people. Tickets are on sale. You can grab individual day passes for $80, $225 for the entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all 3 days. So grab them in advance because I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to sell out faster than
I'm
it ever
did before.
I'm going
to let out one thing. I don't know if it's public knowledge, but I'll let everyone know that there will be one day is an MMA fight of Alex and Shannon are going to kick the shit out of each other.
Okay, nice. I hope so. Topless.
You okay with that, Shannon?
Let's see. Freddie 95831 wants to know, do you get full ownership when Ralph dies in a few years?
A few years.
What would happen if you died tomorrow or if I died? If I died tomorrow, do you, are you officially the owner?
No, well, that, you know, so there's...
What's in our contract? I don't know.
So I'll tell you, we are an LLC, which is basically a partnership. And there's weird... It's a kind of a weird law of New York where the owner, the surviving owner, has the option to buy out the other partner's shares. So your shares would go to... I imagine you have a will that goes to James, right? But I have the ability, in theory, I have the ability to buy out...
Shannon. Call me a lawyer.
I have the ability to buy that out based on the value that we deem it, because I don't necessarily want to be partners with your son.
Do we do a regular valuation yearly of the company? Is that how it works?
No, it's just really, it's the way it works is very simple. It's like, let's say you and I are in a room right now and we decide we can't work with each other anymore, right?
Close.
We've been there a couple times. So let's say we decide the company's worth $5 million. Let's just make up a number, right? Okay. I say to you, I'm going to give you 2.5 to buy you out. Hmm. And then you say, well, I'll give you 2.6. And I say, I'll give you 2.7. The first person that blinks is out.
So, but now what?
Because we're equal partners.
What if my son, unless I leave?
In the same respect that that's what happens when I'm with your son.
Sexually.
I can say to him, you know, this is what it's worth.
Hold on, baby, hold on.
Yeah, just kissing his cute little bottom.
Tell me what it's worth.
Delicately. I give him the option because I... As the surviving partner, takes precedence where I can choose to just buy him out.
Yeah.
And then if I don't want to do that.
I should say the negotiation between Ralph and James. He's like, no.
No, don't
no,
want.
Sorry. No, like, I want candy.
I'll do that for candy.
Yeah.
That's the laws of New York partnership law.
So, but more than likely, you would, you know, with his mom, with his, so yeah, James's mom.
More likely, I'm not going to put up the money to
negotiate
a deal.
Some sort of deal where you would take control. They would take a percentage.
Yeah, they probably in a most likely scenario, they would lose voting rights and become silent partners that get equity. Yeah. That's it.
Interesting. Look at that. There you go, James. You should hope that I die. I should hope that you die too.
Yeah, you should hope more that I die because, even though I think I'm more easily replaceable than you.
Who is the? Oh, of course. Without it, I say that probably every day on the show.
Yeah, when he shows up.
What? But who gets? Who's in your will?
My brother.
So your brother wouldn't want to deal with this shit.
No, God.
He would. Yeah, there's no way. But I would work with him. I like him.
Yeah, and he's in Florida, so he won't bother you at all.
He loves it. Dude, just show up in Florida once in a while.
Yeah,
party with some hot bitches. I like it. Let's see. Any other questions at work? Let's see.
Do you not have a will, by the way?
I don't actually have a will. I just met with a business management company that's going to take over every aspect of that because it's so over my head. Everything from doing I'm doing taxes this year. It's so, I hate it.
It's awful.
And it gives me anxiety. It makes me depressed. I talk about this when I get, I talked with my therapist. My ADD is so bad that when I think about, we get into these little things all the time because Ralph will be like, it's something so simple. Like, I have to just upload something into Google Docs. I have to edit out a line, re-upload it back. We're talking about 2 minutes of work, 2 minutes. And I put it off because when I even think about it, it gives me anxiety and I kind of go into a hole. It fucks me up. You know
and
what
then
I'm
you get mad at me when I follow up with you and say, why is this not done yet?
So listen, but it puts me into a fucking, because it gets me into a fucking nasty, angry, like shitty place. So that type of stuff, I try to take off my plate. So we're literally working on a will specifically. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Any other questions that are good? I don't know. I think that might be it. I think we're going to wrap this one up here. Shannon, don't fucking just hit
Shannon
the music
so
as soon as I
Shannon,
didn't say
Jesus, were you hovering your finger over it?
Whenever you say we're going to wrap
Jesus
it up, I always
Christ,
know.
Jesus Christ, Shannon.
That's
God.
The cue.
You're the cue.
Society Radio wants to know about their margarita maker.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
They're trying to get a margarita maker in here, and I said that if this studio gets this is immaculate for a month, then maybe we'll get one.
A bartender?
It's called a Margaritaville. The Margaritaville
machine.
Right
here.
Shannon can make margaritas.
That's what I said. You, Shannon.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let her wear
top.
A skimpy little outfit she wears at work and make it there.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back on Wednesday. Peace.
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.